Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, y'all. This is Joe Tower, and you're listening to Tales of Mel Folly, the podcast. True stories told live that aim to put the shame and embarrassment back into being a man. Each episode of this podcast, we will feature one new story told by one new storyteller, recorded live at one of our past LA-based storytelling shows of the same name. These stories are presented to you here, now, as is. I personally guarantee that what you're about to hear is 100% unedited and unfucked with. For all our deets, visit us at talesofmalefolly.com or scope us on Facebook, Tumblr, or Instagram. You can't find us on Twitter because, come on, Twitter is dead. Word. Enough idle chit-chat and shit. Let's get down on some folly. Tales of Male Folly prides itself on showcasing all the embarrassing, shameful, or awkwardly endearing tales of manhood that absolutely must be told. And you know a story must be told when someone who ain't the storyteller tells you you gotta hear it. Andrew Pachagel was referred to us by friend of the show Drew Jogi because, like Drew and all the other guys we get on our show for that matter, he's a stand-up dude and a total goddamn sweetheart. But also because of this story that you're about to hear of Andrew's one-time pen paldom with celebrity of celebrities, Richard Simmons. So sit back, crack a beer, and enjoy this week's Tale of Male Folly from Andrew Pachagel.
So when I was a child, I was what people might generously term precocious. And when I was about 5 years old, I made my mother help me write a letter to Mr. Rogers because it was important to me. So I wrote this letter, and I don't remember exactly what I said in the letter, but I actually got a reply. And I will read the reply to you. That's part of why I have this ream of papers. Dear Andy, thank you for your fine letter. I enjoyed hearing from you. It meant a lot to me to know that you would like to have a real visit at your house, and I am sorry that is not possible. I'm busy in Pittsburgh making new television visits. When I am not working, I need to spend my relaxing time with my family. But isn't it good that we can have television visits and letter visits like this one? You are special just because you're you. Your television friend, Mr. Rogers. He signed it. I still have it. And it wasn't until about 10 years later that I wrote another letter to a celebrity, only this time it was an assignment for my social studies class. See, my 10th grade history teacher, Mr. Debner, who's still a friend of mine, is an avid collector. And he has a collection of autographs from every president and vice president. He has locks of Abraham Lincoln's hair. He has a collection of every... It's crazy. I don't know how you validate that. A collection of rock and roll autographs from the 1950s and 60s, all the Beatles on one piece of paper, sheet music from the plane that Buddy Holly went down in. Crazy stuff. Yeah. Tuesdays were amazing in that class. And he wanted to teach us the whole idea about this particular assignment was to reach out and touch someone, that history is made by real, live people, and that we had an opportunity to try to reach out and interact with some of them. This was 1995. The internet was around, but not really quite the same way it is today. And so he had this list of 10,000 names and addresses of prominent Americans. They could be entertainers, sports stars, politicians. It was like an address book list that you would buy for whatever, and he would make copies. And he gave it to all of us, and part of our assignment was to write to them and see if we could get a response. That was at least what he told me, you know, the whole point was that it was living history. So I wrote my first letter to Mr. Rogers. And again, got a response. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I can share with you if you want. But basically, he at that point signed it Fred Rogers, which I thought was nice. And thanked me and said he had received a lot of letters from people my age talking about how much his work meant. And it was just a very lovely thing. So I wrote to a few other people. I wrote to Oprah. I got a letter back from, written by her assistant, but signed by her, saying, stay in school. Although there were so many punctuation errors, I thought perhaps it was maybe her assistant who needed that education more than me. I wrote to George Lucas and got a letter back from his secretary that was also very personal, clearly had read my letter, was very kind, apologized that he couldn't write personally, and then enclosed this horrifying photo of George and some Ewoks. And then I wrote to President Gerald Ford for some reason. And I got a letter back from him. It was a letter and a signed bio and a signed photo, and it was just really lovely. So I wrote then over the course of the next month to several other people. I don't even remember who most of these people were, but I didn't hear anything back. And I thought, well, what am I not doing? Is there something I can do to sort of up the ante and find a way to get them to respond to me? What could I say that's irresistible? So I wrote to Richard Simmons. And I told him in this letter that I was 16 years old and had used my mother's Sweatin' to the Oldies VHS tapes to lose 100 pounds. And could I have an autograph for my class assignment? Well, it's true that I shopped in the Husky section. I was not terribly overweight. I had never had 100 pounds to lose. And, well, we might have had some of those tapes. Certainly never watched them. So about a month later, a letter arrives, which I will read to you in a moment, along with the signed photo that I asked for. I don't know if you can see this. This is Richard Simmons with prayer position and a halo of silverware around his head. And says, Andy, I'm very proud of you. Richard Simmons, P.S., keep sweating. This is the letter he sent. Dear Andy, you ready? Thank you so much for your very nice letter with the wonderful news. Wow, 100 pounds down. That is quite amazing, and I am so very proud of you. Would you please send me some before and after pictures, along with a story of your success? I want to hear all about it. I have enclosed the picture you asked for. Andy, at your young age, you really have accomplished something so wonderful, something so many people are trying to do. I'll be waiting to hear from you, your friend, Richard. Now, Photoshop was in its infancy then, so I couldn't just put my head on somebody else's body and make something work. So I did the only thing I could think to do, which was just ignore it. Well, 34 days later, another letter arrived. They're on his letterhead, by the way. Hi, Andy. Hope you got my letter congratulating you on your wonderful weight loss. I'm really anxious to see those before and after pictures. I hope to hear from you soon, and I hope you are still eating healthy and exercising. Your friend, Richard. So, horrified that the next step in this process, since he had my address, was going to be him showing up on my doorstep in red short shorts with a bouquet and some balloons, I hid these away in a filing cabinet. Yes, I had a filing cabinet at 16, and ignored it for 21 years. And I was telling this story to a friend last week, and he suggested that I reach out to Richard again. And so I found the email address on Richard's website, and I wrote an email basically coming clean and apologizing and telling you what I've, you know, telling him what I've shared with you tonight. And I would have read some of that, but I forgot it. Anyway, I also invited him to lunch, so who knows what'll happen. As of today, I have not yet heard back, but stay tuned. We'll see. Thank you.
Yo, thank you for peeping this podcast. If you dug what you heard, subscribe to us and rate us. If you hated what you heard, leave us a review and tell us what we can do to appease your unreasonable expectations. JK, haters. Tales of Male Folly, the podcast, is released twice a month and is produced by me, Joe Tower, and executive produced and edited by Mr. Brian Weiss. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, and now, HIPAA! Tales of Male Folly, the show, is produced every other month at various kick-ass venues in Los Angeles. It's produced and hosted by me, Joe Tower, with the help of Mr. Alex Gaudette and Mr. Brian Weiss. It's presented in partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Los Angeles. If you have questions and would like to hit us up directly, or if you got a story you feel you need to tell in either spoken or written form, please email us at talesofmalefolly@gmail.com. Meanwhile, keep listening, and we hope to see you at a future show. For any and all other inquiries, check us out online at www.talesofmalefolly.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.